All right. Whatever the place, whatever the time, it's your man, Robert Charles Ryan here, and I'd like to welcome you to the Flying Hippies Podcast. Thank you guys for listening today. I think we have a really good show this afternoon. I have my man come through. I really appreciate him coming through. He's a super athlete, semi-pro football player, my good friend, Joseph Payne.
Hey, hey.
What's going on, brother?
Ah, man, another day, another dollar, I guess.
That's it. That's it. Absolutely, man. So what's up, man? What's been going on?
Ah, man, same old, man. Same as always. You know, working, family life, and like you said, the semi-pro season is now in full swing. Summer comes around, and we on the field.
Right. So what's your record so far?
Well, right now, actually, I'm rotating in from two separate leagues, two separate teams.
Okay. Well, okay. First, yeah, let's talk about that. Like, who do you play for?
All right. So you have what we used to call winter ball. Where you come around January, February, you start when it's pretty much, you know, still kind of cold outside.
Okay.
It's a league called MTFL, Middle Tennessee Football League. Right. And a good friend of mine had started a team, and he had been playing for another team, and that team kind of disbanded. So he wanted to start his own team, and that team is now the Middle Tennessee Tigers.
Okay.
So that team is in the MTFL, Middle Tennessee Football League. And we pretty much, like I said, it used to be what we used to call winter ball, but now it's pretty much spring. We get started like March and April.
Okay.
So that season right now, as we're in early May, it was actually heading to the playoffs.
Nice.
Now, what's happened with the time being pushed back is it's now running into the prime semi-pro season, which is in the summer, May, June, July, August. A few years ago, I actually went into September playing semi-pro ball. So
how many games do you guys play? Like,
it all depends. I mean, team to team, league to league, there are a lot of semi-pro, different semi-pro leagues, guys.
Do you know how many there are here, like around in the
I don't know exactly how many different leagues, because you have like the MTFL. It's kind of like a jamboree every week. That's Nashville based, and you have multiple teams playing on the same field every day or every Saturday. So it's like it could be like three or four games a day.
Okay.
Now that's the MTFL. Now there's other teams that are, you know, they're their own organization, whatever city they're in,
right,
but they play in multiple. You know, they can play in a different league. I now play for the Nashville Storm, who has a very, very, very large reputation in the semi-pro arena.
Right.
They have multiple championships, and they've been around for quite some time now, over a decade now.
Right.
And so they're in the GDFL, which is the Gridiron Development League.
Okay.
And so a lot of guys in this league, this is a pretty top-notch league.
Okay.
We actually played a team this past Saturday. We won, and this team was the number one team in the country. This team was ranked in the country, the Columbus Fire. We beat them, I want to say it was 39-27. I believe that was the score.
Y'all didn't just beat them.
We beat them. But this is a team that is loaded with NFL talent. Some guys that made NFL rosters and then maybe were cut later,
right,
or former players. I read somewhere one of the guys on that roster has a Super Bowl ring with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, wow.
So,
dang,
yeah, this league. This,
so they know how to play.
Yeah. I mean, but the semi-pro arena is, again, it pretty much is multiple leagues. Like I said, you know, you got a lot of different leagues depending on where you are in your region.
Right.
And what I've noticed over the last, you know, maybe 16 years of doing this, it pretty much depends on where you are. You got guys that have some NFL talent, definitely some college talent,
right,
but it depends on where you are. You know, I remember playing a team out of St. Louis. Some guys went to Southeast Missouri State.
Oh, so they're actually playing in college.
Well, They've graduated. They did play in college.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
And maybe the pros didn't work out, whether it be Canadian League, Arena League, Arena 2,
gotcha.
Or the NFL.
Okay.
That didn't work out, so they're still playing. For the love of the game, most of the times, that's pretty much the 99% of the time guys play for the love of the game.
Right, yeah. So do any of these players like go on and like maybe go to the pros?
Yeah. I have a couple of friends. They're actually playing. They actually signed contracts. One friend signed his second contract a couple months ago, and another friend signed, I think, his first contract. It may be his second, but I think it's his first. And they're playing actually overseas in Brazil. They're gonna be playing come this fall in Brazil. So wow. Yeah, you got some guys that. On my team, actually, play with the Nashville Venom, which is another arena team.
Okay.
And so, yeah, I mean, you got guys, especially in the GDFL, which again, this league spans all over the country.
Right.
It's pretty much where you know, from where you are, you operate your team in your city.
Okay.
You know, and from there, you can play teams all over the country.
Man, that's cool. Man, I didn't know that there were so many different football leagues. Like,
really. Yeah, it recently. I want to say, as much as I've been around, like I said, I've been around over a decade. It's starting to be a big thing with a lot of guys starting their own. So what you have is a lot of, you know, quote unquote, pop up leagues,
okay.
Where there is a team that may be in one league. And they're not playing a interleague team. They're playing like a non-league team, but they
okay.
schedule it. So this team is in another league, and then that team plays another non-league team. And then what you have is a couple of guys, after a while, owners or people who start their own teams, deciding, hey, guys, let's make all this.
Oh, so wow. You got a lot of that going on. You know, teams that may have been in a certain or specific league for 5-6 years, and then all of a sudden, now they start a new league with 10 other teams, and they make their own league.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So you got a lot of different leagues and semi-pro, but yeah.
So is it, I guess in comparison to the NFL, like is there 11 players on the field? Is it like, you know?
Oh, yeah. It's all NFL rules. Well, I mean, like I said, you got certain leagues that, you know, you, of course, come up with your own league rules.
Okay.
But for the most part, like in MTFL here, the Middle Tennessee Football League, that league goes by high school rules.
Okay.
So there are high school coaches out there with TSSAA, Tennessee sports refs, you know, all the guys that ref high school games, and they go by high school rules. So, like, you know, catch a pass, 1 foot in, you know, that's a completed catch.
Okay.
If you're down, you know, if you fall down, you're down. You know,
okay.
You can't get up. Now, however, in the GDFL, it is all NFL rules. And most of these leagues you will see, especially the summer leagues, you will see that it is NFL rules.
So I'm imagining it's pretty intense.
It is pretty intense. In fact, there's a lot of guys that get hurt. I've been around 16 years, but I've only played 14. Last year, actually 2015, I didn't play at all. Nursing my injury, my shoulder injury. I had a torn labrum and rotator cuff pretty bad.
Man, that is.
And that happened in 2014. So I had like a 9-month rehab with this shoulder. So it's pretty bad, but it was a fluke play. It could have not happened, but it did.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's pretty tough. It's NFL rules. This past Saturday, man, there was a guy that got hurt in the first quarter. First quarter, and I think this was their second game. It was a guy from another team, from the Columbus team, and it was pretty bad. They had to call the ambulance, come get him, and all that. So it was pretty bad.
Oh man!
And I think it was a leg injury. I'm not sure, but I think it was a leg injury. But yeah, guys. I've dislocated my finger, which it actually compounded through. It came through. So it was a dislocation, came through my skin. I had to get that surgically repaired, put back and everything. I've played a team in West Virginia, Bluefield, West Virginia. We played a team, this was probably, I don't know, 2007, 2008, Bluefield Barons. And this was I was a part of a team called they had changed the name from the Nashville Mustangs to the Tennessee Rattlers, and we honestly were busting guys up. We hit a guy, knocked him out cold. They had to call the ambulance, come get him. And then few plays after that, you know, a stoppage of play. Yeah. And then once we got back playing again, hit another guy. I don't know. We hurt something on him. Had to call the ambulance back to get him. And then after that, I think the ambulance just stayed. We hit another guy. Like, his leg got messed up. Like,
so
guys get busted up a lot. It's real deal football. This is real deal football.
So I'm imagining, like, some of these guys, like, have to go to work.
Everybody works. Everybody. That's the thing. We play on Saturday nights, 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
And you got to go to work Monday morning. These, I mean, like I said, you got some guys that have been, you know, on have contracts with other teams. Have played some pro ball. Like I said, guys that have been on practice squads with NFL teams. Guys that have played arena ball. But I mean, you know, that money is not quitting money. So, you know, you got guys play arena ball and still, you know, at the max maybe make six figures.
Right.
That's not quitting money.
Right.
That's not quitting. You can't just play a season of that and go kick back in the shade. Exactly. The guys got to go to work, you know, and a lot of these guys do have college degrees. They did play in college. And they have that college experience. So, yeah, I mean, they go to work Monday morning. And I am friends with a lot of these guys, multiple teams I play for. And yeah, we play Saturday nights, like I said, mostly for the love of the game. Some guys want to take their, you know, their talents to the next level. You know, you got a lot of young guys in their early 20s, mid 20s.
Right.
But you got a guy like me, like I said, been around it 16 years, and I'm 35 going on 36. No NFL team is going to pick me
up. You never know, man.
I mean, you know, whatever can happen,
Okay, well, let's backtrack a little bit. So, You've been doing this 16 years.
16 right, years. So where actually did you, played 14.
Okay, so where did you start? Where did you play football, and where did you go to high school first?
Okay, that's where you from Nashville, Tennessee originally. Okay. I went to Hunters Lane High School, and at that time that was the late 90s. I graduated in 98.
Okay.
I did pretty well, especially my senior year. But early on in my high school career, I kind of messed up my grades, so I was ineligible. My junior year, I was coming along strong, but I had, you know, hernia surgery. So that kind of set me down my junior year. So right when I messed up my freshman year, my sophomore year with my grades, I got my act together, and I'm like, okay, I'm cool. Two seasons, I can make something happen, get these college scouts after me and stuff like that.
Exactly.
Well, I got hurt, you know, before the season even started. I got hurt in the summer working out and stuff.
Oh, man.
And I got that hernia, and that kind of took away my junior year. So my senior year, I come back strong, wind up starting strong safety, then moved to linebacker, and I did pretty good. A lot of guys that wind up leaving for school, I used to look at the paper every Sunday, and my name was right up there with those guys with tackles and stuff like that. A lot of guys that John Henderson, who went to Pearl Cone, wound up getting a scholarship to Tennessee University of Tennessee, and he wound up being drafted by the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Nice.
And he played. He had a nice career in the NFL. Well, my stats was right up there with him with tackles. If you could ever find a newspaper, and that's how I kind of, you know, gauge myself to the talent. Exactly. This guy is a guy who has a state championship on a state championship team, and he has these stats. Well, I do too. I had another friend that I actually had played with at a previous high school before I transferred to Hunters Lane, Dwayne Bell. Dwayne Bell had a track scholarship to UT. Okay. I was a running back with him when I was at Hillsborough High School before I transferred to Hunters Lane.
Okay.
So I'm neck to neck with this guy.
Right. So
I kind of gauged myself against the talent that was around me.
This guy can jump as high as this guy. Right.
All of that. So I was right in line with it, but my grades were off because of what I messed up my freshman and sophomore year.
Yeah.
So after high school, after I graduated, I was like, you know, I'm better than these NAIA letters I was getting. I'm better than these, you know, 1AA and Division II and Division III schools that I'm getting.
Right.
And I was a little frustrated. I probably should have just took something and just went and made it happen. But I was 17 years old when I graduated.
Yeah. The 17-year-old ego is...
Is way up there. So what happened was I wound up not going to college at all immediately after high school. And so the next 3 years, I was just working. In 2000, graduated in 98, so 2000, I decided to go to Detroit. My mom had moved there, which we already had family there.
Right.
She just so happened to meet a guy that, you know, and she had been dating at that time for like 5 years. They got married. He was from Detroit. He moved to Nashville to go to Tennessee State. But we already had family there and all that. So it was like, you know, she's going to move. Right. She's going to move. So she moved. And I wound up going to join them after high school, after that, at that point, and to go to junior college. When I went to junior college, I met a friend who was playing semi-pro football. He played in high school as well, but he wound up starting, you know, he was playing semi-pro. He was like, hey, you play ball? I was like, yeah. So he was like, man, you should come out. You should come out with me. So that was my first taste of the semi-pro world because I knew nothing. I did not know that it was semi-pro. I thought it was Arena League, Arena 2, Canadian League, NFL, and maybe the World League or the Euro League,
the European League.
And that's it. That's all I knew. I mean, you're talking 2001. So you are right now, you're talking 15 years ago.
Yeah.
I did not know this. So I played a year up there with the Michigan Renegades.
Okay.
And when I came back, I went to Detroit, like I said, to start school. I was like, okay, I got to do something. So I went to junior college, got my grades up, and I'd already been talking to a couple of schools. So, like, Tennessee State was one, of course.
Right.
I originally wanted to go to South Carolina so bad.
Man.
And so my mom wanted me to stay there and transfer to Michigan State. At that time, Lou Holtz was the coach for South Carolina, and Nick Saban was the coach for Michigan State. Right. So... You know, and I had all my financial aid stuff and all that, so walking on wouldn't have been a problem because my tuition would have been taken care of through my financial aid. I just needed to walk on a team and make the team, which I was confident that I could do that. But I wind up being homesick, and I just came back to Nashville and went to Tennessee State. So I walked on the team there, and I didn't like how it was going. I had a defensive coordinator and a secondary coach because I was going to play safety.
Right.
I had a defensive coordinator and secondary coach that really liked me. And you come in January and spring and you work out and then you got the spring game and then it goes into the summer and then you start playing. Well, I started working out in the spring and my defensive coordinator, he liked me, but the head coach really didn't care too much. You know, I was a new guy. He had some other guys he had recruited. And I just stopped. Well, I found out that there was a semi-pro team in Nashville. And that was the Nashville Mustangs.
Okay.
So a year had gone by since I had been back. So that's why I say, like, it's 16 years I've been around it, but I've only played 14. That was that year, that one of those years with that gap that... You know, I didn't play, but when I found out that it was semi-pro team, the whole concept was to get on the team, play, get you some game film,
right,
and then, you know, send that out or, you know, try to go to these tryouts because there's a lot of tryouts and teams like in the Arena League or minor league teams that you have these tryouts and stuff like that. And they send invites to come and work out for a team and maybe you can come away with a contract.
Okay.
And a lot of guys do it. And so that was my goal for the first few years. And so I played like nonstop for years, 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 and years. And then it led up to now. I played with, you know, a couple teams. I played with the Nashville Mustangs originally coming back to Nashville. Then had a ownership change, and that changed the name and the logo and stuff like that. So we went from the Nashville Mustangs to the Tennessee Rattlers.
Okay.
And then once that disbanded, at this point, you know, semi-pro was in full swing all over the country.
Okay.
It's not just exclusive to a team over here, a team over there.
Right.
And at this point, I had been to San Francisco. I had been to St. Louis. I had been to Charlotte. I had been to West Virginia.
So you got to travel like a college or professional team.
I've been to Arkansas. I've been to Missouri.
Across the country,
To Grand Rapids, Michigan. I've been a few cities in Ohio. Like, I've been all over the place.
Wow.
And so it leads, you know, year after year, my friend, I wanted me to play with him. He started his team, which is the Tennessee Rampage.
Mm-hmm.
Played with him.
And I heard of the Rampage.
Yeah, Tennessee Rampage. And now it comes down to the Nashville Storm. The Nashville Storm has been around since I came back to Nashville and I started school. I just never played for them. And now, as I'm winding down my career with this, these guys have been winning. They've always been a winning team. And I've always, you know, respected you know, what they do and how they do it.
Yeah, yeah.
I was just playing with friends and playing with these guys, and now it's like, you know, I want to do something different. I want to play. I know I want to get back to playing with the big boys, because I used to play against some pretty big boys. Like I said, although that trip to San Francisco was pretty big boys.
Yeah.
The trip to Charlotte, the trip to St. Louis, the trip to Grand Rapids, that was big time, you know, back then when I was playing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so the Nashville Storm had been in that arena as well.
Exactly.
And I want to get back to that. And so that's where I'm at with it now.
So, okay, so what position do you play?
I've played actually multiple positions. Only thing that I have not played is like interior lineman, like a offensive guard or tackle.
Right.
But I have.
So like defensive end. I've played back.
Yeah, right now I'm a backup running back. You know, I'm the older guy. I'm the heavier guy. Yeah. So they use me short yardage and stuff like that.
But I'm pretty sure they probably have you there for more than just being. You know what I mean? I'm pretty sure you have a lot to bring. A lot of experience and stuff to bring to the game.
Definitely a lot of experience. Like I said, I played multiple positions. I originally started playing strong safety and a wide receiver.
Yes.
And you know, I returned kicks. And then as I got a little older and I had experience playing linebacker from high school, gained a little weight to play linebacker. So I've taken the most snaps at linebacker. But I've definitely played all the special teams. I've been a punter. I've held for field goals. I've been a wide receiver. I've been a tight end. I've been a defensive end. I've played a couple of plays at defensive tackle. Outside linebacker, inside linebacker, strong safety, free safety.
Wow. So
I've played quarterback. Like that's what you get with semi-pro. You get in where you fit in, literally. What's the best thing for you? You know, what's the best for the team?
Right, right.
It's gonna be. There have been times where I've never come out of the game. I've played all the special teams. I've played offense. I've played defense. whatever's needed. I mean, it's semi-pro. It's semi-pro. You may have 1 week at home, 50 guys, and then the next week on the road, 23.
Okay, so this is my question then. I guess why, and just in your opinion, why is there not like, so in baseball, mm-hmm. you know how they have the AAA, AA, mm-hmm. single A mm-hmm. teams. Why don't you think there's like some kind of, or even in the NBA, you mm-hmm. know, they have the D League teams and that mm-hmm. are associated with every major team. Why don't you think there's that in the NFL?
Well, with the NFL, you got to understand, I mean, it's the sport of football, period. There's a reason There's a reason why we don't talk about the NFL.
Well, I'm asking because you just said that you've played there's been times where you played the entire mm-hmm. game.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't see why an NFL scout or something wouldn't look for talent in places where you will find people doing that.
Well, I mean,
again, being successful at it, right?
You know? Yeah. I mean, and I've thought about that, but then I've also, you know, I got a couple of family members. I don't want to, you know, call them out.
Yeah.
I got a couple of family members that are NFL guys. And you got to understand that the liability to give money like that to a sport that's so demanding, it's a red flag. There's a reason why the NFL only has 17 weeks and you play only 16 of those. There's a reason for that. Meanwhile, basketball has 82 games, and then you have playoffs. If you make the playoffs, it's 7-game series. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Hockey, you play, I think, 50 or 60-something games. Baseball, you play 100-something games. The actual physical requirement for the sport itself is way more intense.
So you're saying that they wouldn't want to invest that money because people will be a liability. I mean, it's too many liabilities.
It's too many liabilities. I mean, a guy can go play in a D League and then come around and be signed to an NBA team. I mean, he's just continuing what he's doing, playing basketball. He can run up and down the court and shoot ball. You know, and not to say that, you know, these guys aren't just as much athletes in basketball as they are in football. It's just that, I mean, again, basketball is a sport where you get in trouble for touching too much. You get a foul for touching
right,
too much.
Right, right. I got you.
Well, in the NFL, that is your job.
Right.
Smack a guy in the mouth.
Exactly.
And so you got guys that, you know, you really can't get busted up. And, you know, there's a lot of things, you know, there's a lot of rule changes because of that. I mean, the concussion thing is big.
Yeah.
You know, you can't hit like this. You can't hit like that. You can't hit a quarterback specifically. You can't hit certain guys specifically. You can't hit a quarterback a certain kind of way. You can't grab a guy a certain kind of way. Right. You cannot even grab a guy from behind. You can't grab his shoulder pads from behind or inside the shoulder pads. You got to grab outside the shoulder pads. So that's called a horse collar, which is I don't like the rule. I don't like the rule because they're basing a rule on how you grab a guy versus on how you fall on a guy.
Exactly. Well, see, then to me that I have to be.
But all these things are liabilities. This is part of the reason why.
Well, but it's just like it just makes it the game. It seems like that makes the players on the field so much more cautious about being so talented, right? Like if you just. Mm-hmm. Let a guy tackle a guy as long as he's not, you know, poking him in the eyes or grabbing his face mask or, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like pulling his legs from up under him or doing something crazy like that. Like,
well, I mean, the rules are in place, but I can honestly say they're still pretty bang-bang plays. There's not a lot of... there's not a lot of... flags being thrown just because the rules are there, you know. They also the referees do a good job coming together.
I got you.
Discussing it, like, I threw the flag because of this. Okay, are you sure? You know, they do have those. You know, you can see it on TV a lot of times, and they do it in our league as well. Even though maybe our league's not, you know, you may not see our games on TV, but I can tell you if you come to a game, me being on the sideline or in the stands or on the field, I see those referees come together and have a conversation. Okay, this is what I see. Well, was it like this or was it like that? Did he lean? You know,
right?
Did he duck his head or did he? You know, was it in
play?
There's a discussion about it. So it's not like the NBA. It's not like basketball. The whistle is blown, and it's what it is.
Yeah.
But then you come back down the court on the other end, the same thing is done.
And no one blows the whistle.
Yeah. It's not like that. In the NFL or in football, period, what you see is what you get. When you see a holding penalty, it's a hold. When you see a face mask, it's a face mask. When it's a late hit, it's a late hit. Right. You know, and you know,
and they do a lot of going back and saying, well, no, we reversing the play. You're right, or whatever.
The least that you would get is a referee throwing a flag because he thought maybe this was a foul, and then they have the conversation, and then he'll pick it up and say no foul. It'll just be a no call. You know,
okay.
So you know, a lot of times, most of the time, you'll see that with what they call the targeting hit. When guys get hit in the head, they go back and look at it a lot of times, and they see, well, he didn't hit him in the head; it's the shoulder. Because again, it's a bang bang play.
Yeah,
it's really a bang. So they have to go back and review it and make sure that when they call these things, especially like in college, they put kids out. You get put out of the game, and you actually get suspended. I think for the first half of the next game. So, yeah, for a targeting penalty, meaning you hit a guy up high or you hit a defenseless player, like you didn't have to hit a guy. It used to just be an unnecessary roughness call.
Okay, yeah, right.
But
right,
now it's like, okay, you're looking to just take this guy out.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it wasn't a block in play, you know, a square block where a guy can actually take you on and you just make a good block or he fights through the block.
Sometimes you're standing there looking up.
Yeah, you're just taking a guy out. Yeah. But if it's like a pass play and a guy comes across the field and you hit him, the referees will throw a flag, but they will review it immediately. And so if they see that it's shoulder to chest, you know, the receiver had the ball, you got to make a play on it.
Right.
It's shoulder to chest, then they'll take the penalty away. No penalty.
Gotcha.
But if they see that you're hitting them in the face or you're hitting them in the head or it's helmet to helmet, you'll be ejected from the game and you'll be suspended for the first half of the second or the next game. So, I mean, the rules are in place, but again, there's protocol. To make sure that the rules are being called fairly, and that, you know, that they're looked at objectively, like this, you know, it's not like other sports,
right?
Especially specifically basketball. I get updates on my phone from ESPN. I got the ESPN app, and you know, the past couple of weeks, I've been getting different updates about NBA because it's playoff time,
right?
Where referees have been making bad calls and NBA officials are saying that there's a bad call.
Exactly.
After the fact, the team lost because of that bad call.
Right.
This is not that. It's handled on the field, right there, and but the level of competition is so high with all these hits, all this that you go through.
Okay.
And so,
what do you think about like so with the NFL, for example, they have this concussion thing, right? Mm-hmm. So, what's your opinion on? Well, first of all, do you know anybody that's been affected by any of this stuff? I know I'm kind of switching gears a little bit here, but like,
I know guys that have been affected by concussions.
Yeah.
I don't know anyone that's been affected by the big question, which is the CTE thing.
Explain that because I know some people don't know.
There was a guy. It really came about. There's a movie actually out. And it's based on, I can't think of the player's name, but he used to play center for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Okay.
And he's a beloved Pittsburgh Steelers center.
Okay.
And he won Super Bowls and everything. He was Terry Bradshaw's center. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow. Okay.
So this guy's a beloved Pittsburgh Steelers.
Gotcha.
Mike something, I think. I don't want to get his name wrong because, again, he's a beloved Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah.
This guy, for lack of a better word, he kind of went crazy.
Okay.
There was a doctor who's from Africa, and he was doing studies, and he did brain studies, mm-hmm. and he found that there was a problem in his brain.
Okay.
But what was so unique about this doctor is that he's never watched NFL football. He's never watched American football.
Really?
He never watched American football.
So his opinion was totally like
Get out of here. Get out of here. Yeah.
He was totally unaware of what was going on
He didn't know what was going on in the game. All he knew was this is the research. And Will Smith actually is acting this movie.
Oh, that's
the... Yeah, that, the concussion movie.
Guy.
Yeah, yeah.
That oh,
guy.
My God. Will, okay, I Will need
Smith,
to see that movie.
Will Smith plays the doctor. And so, basically, he'd never seen football. All he saw was games. He went back and looked at games. He was like, this is why. And he was talking about how... And what he tried to do was break it down to where... He was talking about different animals who mm-hmm. use their heads. He was talking about how rams... I think you said rams have a tongue that is so long it actually wraps around their brain to keep it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I think that's what he said. It's one animal. I think it was a ram.
Okay, yeah.
But its tongue is so long it wraps around his brain to keep it steady. Because a concussion is basically your brain shaking and hitting up against your skull.
Yeah.
Right. Well, he was breaking down different animals that use their heads, and they have these things in place in their brains to prevent these things.
Right.
Well, the human brain...
It's not used for that.
Yeah, it just bounces around. It's like water, and it just bounces around in the water. It's not for that. And so he coined it CTE. I can't think of like the exact, you know...
Yeah, no, terms. I mean, that's not...
But it's CTE. And so since then... There have been a lot of NFL players to commit suicide.
Yeah.
We had Junior Seau.
Yeah, that's the one I remember.
Dave Durison. It was a guy by the name of Javon Belcher who played linebacker for Kansas City. He actually killed his girlfriend.
Wasn't that recent?
It was a couple years ago.
Yeah, a few years ago.
I don't know. I can't remember if she just had the baby or if she was pregnant.
Yeah.
But he killed her and then he killed himself at the Kansas City facilities.
I remember that,
And his coach was out there trying to talk him out of it. And all these different people who have killed themselves, or because the David Durison killed himself, Junior Seau killed himself, Javon Belcher killed himself, all these different guys that wind up killing themselves, you know, families, or either their families had their brains donated to this doctor for CTE research, or they put in paper. Like, I think Dave Durison wrote it out like, I want my brain research. And they went to the research and they found that all these guys actually had CTE. And so that's why all these different rules come into play. But I do know I've gotten my bell rung. I've hit somebody so hard that I got woozy. but I've never been like out.
Okay.
You know, like hit a guy and I'm laying out on the field. They got to bring the cart. I've never been like that. It was just like, ooh, oh.
Well, do you ever worry about that? You know what I mean? Like, cause you've been doing it so long, man. You know what I mean? Like, do you ever, not even not like going crazy or anything, but worrying about like having maybe, you know, some type of later, you know.
Well, yeah, there's the chance of maybe, you know, memory loss.
Exactly. Yeah.
There's the thing. There's possibly, I believe, don't quote me, I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure we're talking about the mind and memory. I'm thinking there's a possibility of dementia.
Yeah.
Which is part of the reason why I'm actually calling this my last year.
Really?
I'm gonna hang it up. I mean, honestly, if you look at the years that I've played and my age, this is prime time for guys to retire.
Yeah.
You know, right. A lot of guys retire 14, 15. A lot of guys retire 9, 10 years.
Yeah.
You're right. I've been playing, you know, 14. This will be my 15th season. And again, playing spring ball and playing summer ball. Sometimes I'm playing. It's a lot of football in one season. I've worked out and played from January to September.
That's most of the year, man.
That's most of the year. So you're looking at one league with 10 games and 4 playoff games. So that's 14 games. And then you're looking at another league with like 6 or 8 regular season games and playoffs. That's maybe 10 games, 11 games. So you're looking at...
So you've been playing like football type season.
Nonstop. I mean, non-stop NFL for a whole type year.
Seasons, yeah. You know, like,
NFL type seasons, yeah. For a couple years.
Every game, you know, in the season. I mean, dude, that's a lot.
That's
football,
a lot of football.
Man.
And again, you're talking about NFL guys or even college guys. You know, they play 13 games and then a bowl game. You know, you know, 14, maybe 14 games. You know, certain conferences have conference championships, so you got to play that game plus the bowl game.
Right.
You know, and now they got a playoff system. So you got guys that could play 14 games. But maybe they play one position. There have been seasons I've played multiple positions, so I'm always on the field. Don't get a break. So yeah, my body's pretty, you know.
You feel.
Like I can feel it. Yeah. I mean, I remember I was talking to somebody the other day about you know, being the age that I am now, 35 going on 36, versus when I first started when I was 21.
Yeah.
I said, you know, the difference is after the game Saturday night, I'll be sore until Monday evening. Now I'm sore from Saturday night to the next Saturday before the game. So my body is catching up with me. But it's time. I mean, it's been fun. I've had fun. I've gone. But I probably would have never gone to San Francisco.
I feel you. Yeah.
Unless it was for football. Yeah. I probably would have never gone to West Virginia. I mean, drove through it. My wife from New York. I drove through Virginia.
Right.
Last September, going to a wedding, but I probably would have never just been in West Virginia.
Yeah.
I probably would have never hung out in Dayton, Ohio. Gotcha. I probably would have never hung out in Little Rock, Arkansas, Joplin, Missouri. You know, St. Louis. I probably wouldn't have hung out in St. Louis.
Right.
Asheville, North Carolina, Cherokee, North Carolina, up in the mountains.
So you've definitely seen places.
Seen places. I've been an all-star. I had all-star games in Atlanta. Probably would have never went to Grand Rapids. You know what I'm saying? But it was a good time. It was a great time.
No doubt. What's your favorite part of the game?
My favorite part of the game is actually battling through adversity with your brothers, with your teammates. Your teammates are not teammates. That's a fam.
That's right.
It is a word, if you're around sports a lot, it is a word that is overused. I can honestly say that if you're on the outside looking in, right. I'll be realistic. But if you're a part of a team like that,
right.
It really is a family. I mean, I'm out here with these guys. They got nicknames for each other, jokes. Some jokes and some just that's their nickname. But, I mean, you got a guy that nicknamed Church Shirt. You know, you got a guy that named Too Sweet. But it's all fun. It's a guy that they named him Welvin. Welvin the Great.
Like the
the internet guy, yeah. And so, I mean, it's fun, but it's fam. It is fun and it's great. And that's what it's really about. Battling through adversity. Battling through, you know, the fight in the game, being down, and being down and fighting back.
Yeah.
And also the joy of being up and winning. You know, showing the world, showcasing your talent, showcasing your skill,
right.
Showing the world that, we can do this. No, I'm not an NFL. No, I haven't won an SEC championship or a Big 12 championship or an ACC championship. Yeah. No, I'm not a Heisman Trophy winner. No, you haven't seen me on TV. But I guarantee you, when you come to, if you come to this game and pay your $8 to sit in the stands, you're going to see a show. And you're going to see me, and you're going to see my brothers, and you're going to see that other team, and they got some guys too. But it's going to be a show.
So, what, I guess, give some advice to, like, I guess these young kids that are kind of like high school, I don't know, college even. Yeah. You know, people that are like maybe even in their 20s that may not have any plans or may not have the ability to go to a college, and but they're good. You right. know they're good.
Well, I mean, you have to be realistic and understand that it may not go no further than semi-pro ball, but guess what? You don't have to stop playing ball.
Gotcha.
If you want to play ball, because I'm a high school guy. You know, I stopped playing. I didn't get to fulfill my dreams of playing in college, which I actually think college sports are more important than professional sports, because you know what the guys talk about when they come in the locker room in NFL?
What's that?
They're college teams who beat other teammates' college teams the Saturday
before.
You know, okay. If you're an Alabama guy and you're in the locker room with a bunch of Auburn guys and Alabama beats Auburn, it's a conversation. You better believe it come the next day, next Sunday, and they just played Saturday. It's a conversation. So I honestly, in the traditions, the bands, the fight songs,
right.
I honestly think college sports, you know, are more important because that's a legacy. You got people who, you know, family lineage go to college, you know.
Right.
You and I can be brothers, and we can have a little brother. We all go to the same school, but we had never played for the same professional team.
You're right.
it's a difference with that, you know. But you know, I'm not an NFL guy. I'm not a college guy. Like I said, I don't have a Heisman Trophy. I wasn't this conference's all time leading rusher or passer or interception guy.
Right.
And so the chances are that you may be the same way.
Right.
There was a guy, actually, is a guy that used to play for the Storm. He is Patrick Willis's little brother.
Wow.
And that's actually what people call him. That's Patrick Willis' little brother. But we know who Patrick Willis is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Stand out at Ole Miss, NFL linebacker, Pro Bowler, you know, play for the 49ers. But that's Patrick Willis's little brother.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, but he was out there, you know, fighting for a roster spot, fighting to get game film and tryouts and stuff like that. But, you know, he hasn't at this point lived up to Patrick Willis. He's
Patrick Willis. I'm pretty sure he's always compared on that.
And that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If you're a guy who is not somebody's little brother, understand that you may be in a situation that I'm in. And it may just be for the love of the game.
Right.
But you don't have to stop playing. A lot of guys, it's a commercial. I can't think of what it is, but it's a commercial. There's an older guy. He said, we don't get old. We don't stop playing because we get old. We get old because we stop playing.
Wow.
Meanwhile, they cut to him playing basketball. This guy's probably 70-something, 80 years old. He's playing with young guys. Exactly. So you don't have to quit. And at that, you know, there was a time where I wanted to get game film and live my dream of going to NFL. But then it was like, you know what? I'm 27. I'm 28. I know the business side of it is that, you know, they don't want a guy who doesn't have the experience and offer him $500,000 to $1 million contract, and they don't know what they're getting. I understand. So I'm doing this for the fun. That's why all those years I was playing with my friends.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm playing with my friends. We're going here. We're going there. Having a good time. You know, get Subway after the game or go to a bar, eat some wings, and then we drive home.
Right.
You know, but at the same time, I mean, again, it's for the love of the game. And if you want to play ball, trust me, there with all the different leagues out there now,
you can play
there's a team somewhere for you.
Man.
There's a team somewhere for you.
That's real, brother. Yeah. That's real. So, before we go, man, just tell people where you can, where you guys will be playing. You know, how much are the tickets? Websites?
Where
you guys at?
Well, the league is the GDFL. It's the Gridiron Development Football League.
Okay.
And again, development is because there are a lot of guys that get the game film and the experience, and they get these tryouts, and they take it to another level. Yeah. The GDFL, Gridiron Development Football League. I play for the Nashville Storm. We were originally ranked as the number 6 team in the country. Since we beat the number 1 team, We are the number one team in the country right now.
Okay,
And then defending champs. I wasn't on the team that won the championship, but they won last year, and I'm a part of that team that's going to win it this year.
Yeah.
Again, most of the semi-pro teams play at a high school or play at a public school, whatever city they're in.
Okay.
We play at Maplewood High School here in Nashville.
Okay.
Games are typically Saturday nights at 7 o'clock, about $8 admission.
Okay.
And again, it is everything you see on TV. Nice. If you're a Steelers fan, we're not the Steelers. If you're a Titans fan, we're not the Titans. If you're a Raiders fan, we're not the Raiders, we're not the Cowboys, we're not the Giants, we're not the Green Bay Packers. We're not none of the 32 teams in the NFL.
Right.
But the game is just like it. 15-minute quarters.
Oh, wow.
And it's going
so
down.
So you guys
we
are play really
NFL playing? Rules. Nice. It's going down. It is a show.
Nice.
Every Saturday.
Nice, brother. Nice. Yeah. Well, do you have want to give people your own personal Twitter or Facebook or Instagram?
You can catch me on Instagram, SlickP615.
Okay.
That'll probably be the good spot to catch me. I'm gonna start posting some pics for the season starting. Of course, on Facebook, my name Joseph Payne, or you can do SlickP615 at Facebook. It's real deal football. It's not a game. It is for sure. Again, a lot of guys, we're downplayed because we're not getting checks.
Yeah.
But when you want to see a show, I've seen semi-pro football games. I've been a part of semi-pro football games that are better than NFL games.
I can believe it.
Hands
down. I can believe it because when you're playing for the passion of the game, for the love of the game.
It's a lot more intense.
It's a lot more intense. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, man, dude, I really appreciate you coming through. Man.
I appreciate you having me.
And, man, I will have to do it again and chop it up later on in the season.
Not a problem,
You get closer to winning that championship.
Yeah, man, we're getting rings and everything. Man. You gotta see them. You gotta see them. You gotta go online and see them, man. That's some real deal championship rings. I gotta get one.
Well, man, best of luck to you and the guys. National Storm and the Middle Tennessee
Tigers. Yeah.
Yeah, as always, you guys, peace and love. Fly high, fly free, the flying hippies. Peace.